Well, Hayden, delighted to have you here. I suppose the first question is, I know this sort of happened very fast over the last number of weeks that you were making your way to Donegal. Was it something that you jumped on very quickly when the opportunity arose?
Obviously it's great to come to Ireland for, well, first time in many years for me. First time to come here and rally, but there was no time to think about it. It was 1 week ago I got the message to go, hey, do you want to come or not? So within 24 hours, a decision was made and, looking forward to it.
Obviously, you had some sort of knowledge of rally and the rallying scene in Ireland and what happens here. Was it something that was always in you that you wanted to try, that you wanted to come and try this Donegal rally?
It's always been on the bucket list. Yeah. I've had many Irish rally fans always tell me about, you know, some of the famous rallies here. Donegal was always one that's mentioned a lot, Circuit of Ireland as well. So it's always rallies I want to do. Obviously, I've got on well many Irish drivers and Chris Meek and others. So, it's nice to finally make it happen. So. Yeah.
And obviously, you've linked up with Dave, who's sitting alongside us here in studio. So you have to get to know each other very well pretty quickly then, Hayden, so you do?
But luckily, you know, with the reconnaissance and the whole week here, we get to spend a bit of time together. And look, we've got a few challenges this weekend. New roads, new rally for me. Obviously, understanding each other. So obviously for Dave, it's also complicated because my pace note system is different to what he's used in the past. So, it's going to be a big challenge, but that's why we do it.
What about the accent? Can you manage the accent okay?
I'm hoping subtitles will pop up in the car maybe, but the reconnaissance with the three-pass, Ricky, yeah. It gives us some time to, I guess, get in and sync with each other, and I'm sure we'll be fine come the rally.
You have a couple of runs done over the recce already in the stages. You've done them all. What is your first impression of the stages and what the contest is going to bring at the weekend?
I love the stages. Very fast, but also technical. A little bit bumpy. Not as bumpy as probably I expected, but the best way to describe these stages is balls to the wall. You need to be committed and you need to be comfortable in the car, and that's where local knowledge will play a big part. So for us on first time here, it's going to be challenging, but hey, all we can do is give it our best.
Yeah. Which of those stages are you looking forward to going at full speed the most in? Because there's quite a few there.
Yeah, so he'll tell you the mileage of the stage, but he won't tell you the name of it.
Yeah. The last stage on Saturday afternoon and the 20K stage.
Fannett Head. No, Knockalla and Gary Gort.
Yeah. 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 Actually, at Atlantic Drive. I know that's not your favourite stage, but I actually quite enjoy this. It's very technical.
We did say before the interview we wouldn't bring up old wounds for Dave. So we wouldn't, and Atlantic Drive was one of those. But what's the mighty Knockalla? I'm sure you've seen videos of it before. Obviously climbing up the hill and the scenery that's there and how big a rally stage that is. We deem it as probably one of the best in Europe, and I suppose you're no better man now to test it out, given that you have rallied around Europe. You're a double European champion. And that task is going to be mammoth come Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, well, it's a very fast stage. Yeah. A lot of commitment is needed in here, and as good as the pace notes that we might have are, or how many videos are watched, until you actually drive it for the first time and have a feeling of the grip and where the car's bouncing, it's really hard to gauge. So, yeah, for sure, I think Dave's already given me a hard time because there's one jump in there that's a decent jump, and I think I've already said I can't take that flat the first time. Second time, yes, but let me get an iron, I guess, and get a feel for it.
Yeah. Is that what you have to do now over the weekend, since you've never been here before and the bulk of the guys all around you have driven Donegal over the last couple of years and maybe have the age on a bit of local knowledge? Is that your plan? You have to bed yourself in before you can go maximum attack on this?
We've had this challenge many times before when you come to a rally for the first time. So it just means you got to do more homework and lots of time with videos. But we're also here to enjoy the week as well. I don't want to be locked in a hotel room all week just watching videos. You know, I want to enjoy my time in Ireland. And as I say, go out and do the best job we can. I know Dave and the team, you know, would love to get a win.
That's what my next one. Are you here to win?
No matter what rally I do, I'm there to win. I'm always going to go as fast as I can and give it my best. But at the same time, I'm also realistic to think, hey, look, the front guys here are going to be fast. On pure speed, we might not have enough, but it's a three-day rally. It's a long rally. I know from many of our rallies we've done in the past, you got to play the long game as well. So for me, if we can be consistently close, I think we can challenge.
Yeah. Dave, we'll bring you back in. How excited are you about this challenge to work alongside somebody of the calibre and the expertise and the class that Hayden has?
Oh, here, it's a privilege. Anyway, I've used that word many a time, but whenever Marty McKenna said to me, well, changing the entry, was it possible? And luckily, because it was a legal entry, we could change the entry. And then he messaged me that night. It must have been 12:30 or 12:45. I was asleep. Next morning, woke up and I had a message on my phone. Check your messenger, kid. You have message from Hayden. Check your messenger. And I went on messenger and message from Hayden. When you scroll back, 2015, I tried to negotiate a chance to try and do a test with Hayden. So here we're here 10 years later. We're in Donegal, our pinnacle rally of our country. And to get a chance to work with him, it's definitely something very special. Yeah. Very special.
So how did this actually, what's the nuts and bolts of how this came about when that you read that text? What was the background to it in the hours before that?
Oh, well, here...
Obviously, Matt had withdrawn. Matt wasn't going to be, and you could change the driver.
And be so, honest, I wasn't coming either. When Matt had withdrawn, I wasn't coming. But Marty Hyundai, the whole team was very keen to still have a presence. It's the main event in the country. Marty and the team at C&M took on the Hyundai franchise for the Rally 2 cars in Ireland. So to arrive in Donegal, like I said, the main rally in the country, and you have Toyota, Skoda, Ford all represented, and no Hyundai was going to look very bad for the brand. So Marty tried some avenues with Hyundai, and then he hatched his own plan, and that was a message to Hayden. And I think it started on a Friday, and by Saturday at 12:00 I got a message from Hayden saying I've given Marty the green light. And then the formalities resume from there.
Yeah, yeah. How have you found the partnership, the relationship so far over the last couple of days and the reconnaissance and trying to put this thing together to work right at the weekend? What's it been like for you?
I hear the notes are difficult, don't get me wrong. Some of the words you use are very different. I haven't used before, and that's the hardest thing. And then when you hear a new word, making a note, and you're trying to think of the abbreviation for it and the right placement for it, and then to try and get it so it's second nature when you see it or you see where it's placed that you know what it is and how to sound it and bring it out. But like I said, just coming off Lochiel just before we came into yourself here, it's starting to come together, starting to feel more natural in the abbreviations, that it's starting to click, understanding his notes, how they work, what they mean. But here as a person, he's a proper gentleman. I couldn't ask for better.
Because navigators take time again to bed in with their driver and the style and the notes and how they want it done. You're finding yourself in 1 week here that you have to get used to this man once and once to hear and what the notes are, which is a pretty enough big challenge for you too, Dave.
Yeah, it's a big challenge. But here, I think that's what we do this sport. It brings challenges from whether it's in the preparation to get to the start line. And when you get there, then the real challenge starts to try and deliver on the stages. And that's why we do the sport, I'm 43 years old. I've been around enough times. And like I said, we have to remember, as much as, yes, we want to be competitive, we want to go and race, but it still is a privilege to sit with a European champion, twice European champion, a past WRC winner. It's something you dream of doing. And to still get a chance to do that or get the opportunity to do it, it's something very special.
Right, so you're looking at keeping expectations down, Hayden. So you are, but rally enthusiasts are going to be so excited to see you taking on this challenge of Donegal.
So yeah, well, I think just being here and soaking in the atmosphere, I've heard a lot about the passion for rallying here. So just to be part of that and to enjoy it, and as I say, we'll do the best job we can. But I'm very realistic, and Callum and John and all the guys up the front are going to be very fast, and we have to respect that as well. So we're not coming here with confidence that we can do the job. We're going to come here and just focus on doing the best job we can.
What I'm looking forward to as well is not only seeing you on the stages and how you perform, but how you're going to compare Donegal to what it's like in Europe and to what it's like in WRC events, because we have the opportunity now to have you here. And you'll be able to tell us the truth come the finish line.
Well, there's really a lot of things I like here over, for example, WRC, just with the way the rallies are run and just a little bit more relaxed in some senses, where you just have to use your initiative. Nowadays, we have a lot of red tape with a lot of things we do, and it takes the fun away, whereas here, it's the Irish way seems to be a bit more enjoyable so far. So, but I actually compare this rally at the moment to what we have in New Zealand. We have Rally Otago, which is like our big showpiece rally in New Zealand, where Chris comes down to the last couple of years. So.
The feeling's pretty similar. He did that in the Mark 2,
didn't he? Yep, in the Mark 2 BDA. Yep. So, something a bit different.
Well, listen, David and Hayden, many thanks for dropping into Highland here. I know you have a busy schedule and getting yourselves ready. And all we can do is say, first of all, delighted, Hayden, that you're here. We love seeing what you can do at the weekend. And we wish the both of you and all your team and everybody involved in Hyundai the best of luck this weekend.
Great. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Oshin.